Hey, this is Corey Kent, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all the other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world. Leave before the morning sun, but here she is free, right next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Saw that highway and wide in a deep brown eye. She saw a long stretch of dirt road dreaming in mine. She ain't living for a diamond ring, just living like the rock and roll song she sings out loud. Burning it down, blazing up a trail of smoke. Wherever we are, wherever we go, yeah, that's where she calls home. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Her fuel, a little fire in her soul. But we don't say forever, but when we're together, swear that we ain't ever letting go. Cause she knows I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her.
I'm in Southampton, and with me is Corey Kent.
Yeah, it's good to be here. So, just our second time ever in the UK, and excited to be back.
When did you come before?
First time was for C2C this past year, 2023, and it was almost entirely business when I was over here. We were playing a handful of shows, and then had to go right on. Our next show was in Australia, so we left pretty quickly after, and yeah, I'm not sure whose job it was to take us from London to Australia, but I'm sure we could have found a closer second show, don't you think?
I think so. Now, you're a young guy, yeah, to be in country music.
Well, I got started pretty early on. I grew up playing Western swing music, and I was 11 when we got our first opportunity to open for the Texas Playboys and Asleep at the Wheel. And I fell in love with live music. That's where it all started. And when I was 16, I got to play with Willie Nelson, and that's what inspired me to move to Nashville and figure out how this songwriting thing works. And, you know, fast forward 5 or so years later, I was writing songs professionally for other people, and eventually I got fired from that job. And that inspired my move to Texas. You know, I had a little girl. My wife and I had our first baby out in Tennessee, and we really wanted to raise our kids around grandparents and cousins. And so we moved to Texas, and I started building my artist career on the road by playing shows. And we played all the Texas and Oklahoma honky-tonks, and it just grew into a whole career, but it's been a long and winding path. Even though I'm still in my 20s right now, I've been at it for a long time, and I feel like I've had four or five different career cycles at this point. But you know, overnight success, they say it happens overnight, and I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, takes 10 years.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. At least.
So with going back to the sleep at the wheel, I mean, Ray Benson's a good friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
I mean, such a great guy. I mean, he must have been an inspiration for especially his stagecraft.
Oh, absolutely. Also, he's the kind of guy that you could chip your tooth on his belt buckle. He's so tall. He's a huge man with a big, like, bellowing voice, you know. But he was always so kind to us. And, you know, we were just a bunch of kids, and there was nothing saying that there was no reason to believe that any of us would have the ambition to go on and do this long term and professionally. But he was, even at that age, he was super encouraging, and told us that what he was doing took a lot of hard work, but it was totally achievable. And it's like, okay, I'm glad he didn't tell me how hard it would be, because I probably wouldn't have started in the first place. But here we are, and making a living out of music and following in guys like that's footsteps.
Good. Now, how many albums have you had out? Just the one?
So I actually, I have four records out. I just dropped a new record, an acoustic record, in December of this past year. I have the Blacktop record, which has been the one that really put us on the map. You know, it had our big platinum-selling number one hit in the States. And then previously, I had a 21 record, and then I had a record called From the West. So it's been, like I said, it's had its cycles, right? I've been putting out music for quite a while, and for a new artist, I have a big catalog, which is fun, because, you know, people find us on the hit, and then they dive backwards into the previous releases and get to find, you know, two, three more records worth of stuff.
And the current single is?
Something's Gonna Kill Me is the current single.
Yeah, we've been playing that quite a lot.
Oh,
we're
right
getting
on
a lot of reactions on it.
I appreciate that. It's one I'm really proud of. I wrote it with some of my best friends in the world, and it was a song that was kind of inspired by acknowledging that tomorrow's not guaranteed, and doing what you enjoy today because you don't know about tomorrow. What makes you feel alive? What fills you up? What fulfills you? It's easy to live in fear and avoid some of the things that are exciting in life. But when you view it through the lens of you don't even know what tomorrow's bringing, you're going to live a little more free and chase those adrenaline rushes down a little bit. Hey, this is Corey Kent, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
A California sunset burned from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six string, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? Found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs. It might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be. We'll be right back.
made my peace with God. I ain't afraid to die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be what makes me feel alive.
Are you still writing new songs all the time?
You know, since our touring really picked up, since it's jumped up a little bit, I've found it harder to find pockets to write. But more so than that, it's been harder to find inspired pockets, you know, because a lot of times you're so tired from being on the road for a majority of the year. The last thing you want to do when you get home is quote-unquote work more. So I've been working this year really to find ways to recharge. One of those ways for me is to be out in nature, either hiking or riding a motorcycle. And then it's like a reset for my mind. And then I get excited to ride again.
Good. Pick me a couple of the tracks from the current album.
Yeah, so I would say Blacktop is the biggest premiere album that we have and the most recent full band record that I've done. My favorite song is ironically probably the least successful song on the record. That's probably how it goes for most artists. But it's called Bic Flame, and it's in reference to this lighter, right? A Bic lighter. And it's this big wrapped up analogy of, well, the hook says, in a world full of cell phone lights, I guess I'm still a Bic Flame guy, which means I enjoy listening to a song on a vinyl record. I enjoy riding a motorcycle, not necessarily an electric bike, or I enjoy some of these older school things, older school mentalities. And it's just a one big autobiographical song of a bunch of different things that I love that might be outdated or old-fashioned.
Yeah. Ashley McBride, you're the support on the Ashley McBride. That must be a great lick to be able to get that sort of size tour.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, in the United States, we toured for the last 5 months with our friend Jason Aldean, which was an amazing U.S. tour. And I did know that as soon as we played our first show in London last year, I called my management up and I said, hey, I want to make it a priority to come back and play in the U.K. These fans are amazing. I think they're connecting with our music, and I think there's a real opportunity to build a great fan base here. And I met Ashley, and we were talking about that, and she said, I have built a great fan base there. And then the opportunity came down the pipeline where she essentially, I mean, it's so kind of her to have us out on this tour where she's exposing our music to her fans. Really, that's what this is. And we have some fans of our own, but just excited to, yeah, be on a tour of this level with somebody like Ashley that I have so much respect for as an artist, somebody that, you know, has something to say and a unique way to say it.
Yeah, cause she's come a long way in a short period of time, really.
Absolutely. She's another 10-plus-year overnight success. You know, she has grown really fast in the last couple of years, and she's one of those people that her songwriting is really distinct and pure, and I appreciate that about her. And her reason for doing it, her reason for being an artist, isn't like there's a lot of people now that it's about fame or money or you know, a position. And for her, it's about the art, and it's very obvious. She loves to create unique and great art, and those are the artists that I respect the most.
Good. Well, today is the first day of the tour, so nervous?
Looking back, you know, I told my team, I was like, yeah, something, this does feel different, right? We're even down to the power outlets that we're using. That was a first, man, seeing a whole brick full of the UK power outlets. Everything feels a little bit different, you know, back in, it's middle of the day where I'm from, and so it feels like I'm about to play a show at noon. So it's, everything's different, and it is a little unsettling, but I know once we get up there on the stage, it's gonna feel like we're right at home. And when we see the people responding to the music, I mean, that's what we live for.
Corey, it's been great talking to you. Good luck for tonight, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Corey Kent, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I grew up watching videos. radios of Dylan and the Rolling Stones. 10,000 lighters lit up the black. Dreaming big and blowing smoke, trying to live like we heard on the radio, but didn't dream the world could change so fast. So wrong with that. Years fly by and leap by space. I know that I can't stop the change in a crowd full of cell phone lights. I guess I'm still a big flame guy. I still believe you can fall in love, and when it's real, you don't give up. God's the only one who's fit to judge. I ain't afraid to speak my mind. Been known to work some overtime.